Today's show is incredibly practical. We are sharing some specific resources for growing closer to God on Easter. I'm recording this in the middle of Lent, and Easter is only a few weeks away. And I know that if you have been a Christian for a while, you know the power of Easter. You know this, the awesome privilege we have of being able to think about, to ponder the death of our Savior on a cross and what that means for us. And I want to give you some of my favorite ways to make that process more memorable, to allow that connection to be deeper. So let's get started in sharing these resources today.
Welcome to the Vibrant Christian Living Podcast. I am your host, Alicia Michelle, Bible teacher and life coach, and I help Christian women like you rediscover joy and find balance through a renewed mind and a life-changing connection with Christ. Friend, I am so glad that you are here. So find a cozy spot and let's get started on today's episode.
Welcome back to the Vibrant Christian Living Podcast. I am your host, Alicia Michelle. I am so glad you're with me today. We are talking about Easter today. Yes, Easter is an incredibly powerful holiday, especially since we know Jesus and we know the power of the resurrection. We know what His sacrifice means to us, that it is so much more than Easter bunnies and even just the renewal of spring. It really is about the renewal of our faith, about the essence of what it means to be a Christ follower and to be His daughter. So I love talking about Easter. I love sharing about Easter. And I am excited to celebrate Easter this year because last year at this time, Easter was something actually at our church we didn't even get to celebrate because of COVID. And so I'm excited to actually have Easter this year as a church body as much as we can. I'm in California and we're still having a lot of restrictions with gatherings and such, but at least our church is extremely blessed in that we have an outside area with grass and the weather's cooperating so we can go outside and enjoy Easter outside. And anyway, I'm just excited about Easter and I hope you are too. So practically speaking though, what can we do to grow closer to God at Easter? I wanted to gather together some of my favorite resources and things that either I have created or I know of that are powerful tools for you. So I'm going to be sharing some of those with you today in the hopes of no matter where you're coming from for Easter and how you want to connect with God, if you're a single woman or if you're married or if you have young children, whatever that looks like, that you will be able to grow closer to God this year for Easter. All right. Well, the very first thing that I want to share, even before we get into all the resources, is two things. First of all, the show notes for today's episode are really powerful. So be sure to check those out. And you can find those at vibrantchristianliving.com/episode-107. That's the episode number. So anytime you want to look up one of the show notes for any of the episodes, you can go to vibrantchristianliving.com and look at episode and then dash whatever the number is, and you'll find it there. The other thing that I want you to remember is that our biggest focus this time of year really is about our mindset and thinking about how can this sacrifice that Christ did, how can that transform and touch my life today? What does that mean for me today? I think that's a question I grapple with every year at Easter because it does mean something a little bit different every year. I think this last year going through COVID for me has been really an eye-opener as to, even though I was walking close to Christ and I am of course still walking close to Christ, what were the things and what are the things that I still am holding on to that have gotten in the way of my relationship with God? What are those things that maybe I trusted in, that I was putting my faith in, that I didn't even realize I was putting my faith in, that maybe were taken away this last year through COVID or were somehow changed or altered? And now, you know, I'm in this place where it's like, what is that? What does it look like now, if that makes sense, with those things gone and things being changed? And it's given me a new focus and a new opportunity to surrender and to trust God. And so this year, again, even though we will never be able to understand and even comprehend the pain, the suffering that Jesus went through to be able to give us the gift of salvation, I think it's really important for us to always, at this time of year especially, ask ourselves, what is it that might be getting in the way of that relationship with God so that we can give it up to Him? We can let it go. I love the practice of Lent and the denominations that have that liturgical side of celebrating Easter, because there is great power in taking a sacrifice of something in our life to say, God, you're more important. I want to give this up so that I can spend time with you, so that I can honor you. So really, more than anything, as you're considering these resources as possible ideas to be able to help you and or your family this Easter, I want to encourage you to keep this time as a really intimate, special time to enjoy with our Savior, understanding the heaviness of what he went through, but also because it was founded in his great love for you and me. That is the reason why he went through all that he went through at Easter. And of course, our hearts can be filled with joy at the incredible power in recognizing what he did the day of the resurrection itself. That when Christ died, it wasn't that he died and stayed dead. It wasn't that it was a sacrifice and that was the end of the story. No, he made that sacrifice for you and I. And then he proved that he was greater than any sin, any plan, any evil in this world by conquering the one thing that none of us will never be able to conquer, and that is death itself. He came back. He came back. He proved to everyone that he was God, that the power of God was within him. So just that triumph, the triumph of knowing that Jesus can conquer anything, is such a comfort to me, no matter what season I'm in. So I pray that that mindset of being able to give up something that might be getting in the way, and the mindset of the gift of his sacrifice and the power of his resurrection, I pray that those things will be the center of however you choose to celebrate Easter this year. All right. So first, I want to share with you a resource that I actually created several years ago and has been something that I have on another site that I own called Christ-Centered Holidays, which I'll talk a little bit more about in a second. But it's a resource called the Christ-Centered Easter Resources. And this is a collection of really awesome Easter activities and Bible studies for busy families. And I created this because I wanted to be able to give other families the ability to make Easter a really fun, engaging time as a family. So there are Bible studies in there. They use the 5 hours Bible study method, which is what I teach. There are fun things like Christian Easter egg hunts, Easter coloring pages. There's other activities that bring the resurrection to life, such as there's this one activity called the Resurrection Tree Activity, where we have you, there's the little cards that these kids can print out. They're full color cards that have a different word that relates to rebirth, to the resurrection, to Easter. And they print that out, and then there's corresponding verses that they can read every day. And as they read the verse, they can hang it up on, when my kids were littler, we did this. We had a couple of branches inside of a vase on our table in the kitchen. And we punched a hole in the little cards and we hung them on there every day as a way just to read the Bible verse and to learn about that concept about Easter and put it on there. And it just reinforced that concept. Almost kids just really like, I found, to do a little thing every day, right? To tell more of a story or to learn more about something. They love to be engaged like that. And then there's also little cards in there with these same words that tell the story of Easter itself. And the words are things like peace and hope and things like that. And so it brings spiritual meaning to a traditional Easter egg hunt as kids discover these God's Easter gifts hidden in the eggs, because these words are the God's Easter gifts. And they're the same ones that are in the resurrection tree activity. Super fun, right? It's a great way as you're doing these egg hunts to be able to pull these out. And I found that a lot of my kids, maybe they knew the symbols of the Easter story, but the concepts of the gifts of Easter that are given to us, that's really powerful. And when we could talk about it in a real way and apply it to something like Easter, it really did make a big difference. So the other thing that are in there are these awesome Christian Easter coloring pages. And so there's just little activities like that. There's adult coloring pages as well. And of course, like I said, there are there's a Bible study, a 6-day, 5 hours Easter Bible study that you can do together as a family. And if you're familiar with the 5 hours, this is the basis for the Bible study that we do in the Connected Bible community as part of the Spiritual Growth Rhythm. It is a 5-step process of understanding and taking a verse from just writing writing a verse all the way down to applying it to your life today. And this has just been a really powerful study for lots of families. So definitely wanted to share that with you. You can find out more about the Christ-centered Easter family resources at vibrantchristianliving.com/Easter. So you can find out more about that there. Again, great resources, especially for young families. And then speaking of Christ-centered Easter, I wanted to mention specifically the christcenteredholidays.com website. Again, that's another site that I own. And this has tons of great resources for all kinds of holidays, but of course for Easter. The purpose behind this site was to I really wanted to be able to gather together these ideas that I had done, ideas that I'd heard other people do, things just kind of all together, right? There's great gift ideas on there. There's printables on there for home decor that are related to the holidays. There's activities, but they all honor God in what they're doing. They're all resources that help strengthen our walk with God around the holidays, specifically for families. And so there are tons of great resources there. There's Easter Bible verses, again, Easter-themed gifts, Easter home printables, Easter movies, Easter activities, and you can find all of that specifically for Easter at christcenteredholidays.com/Easter. So that's another great resource to check out. Also, my friend Araba Joy is going to be sharing with us on the podcast. Actually, the next episode, you'll be hearing an episode from her. And she has a great free devotional challenge right now. It's called Praying the Promises of the Cross. This is awesome. This is a 40-day devotional that you'll get from her. It's a daily reading that you'll have, and it's a daily prayer. It's a daily proclamation about your identity in Christ as also related to the cross itself. And as you'll learn about when you listen to this next episode from her next week, she talks about just the power of saying these promises about the cross, promises about who we are in God, and speaking them as truth over ourselves every day. Just how Lent and the days leading up to Easter are such an amazing opportunity to really get that cemented in our head. And so I love this. It's a challenge that she's doing. And so you can find that at vibrantchristianliving.com/praying. So PRAYING. And just to say that the links that I'm sharing in this episode, many of them either are affiliate links like this one here for Araba Joy's free challenge. It is a free challenge. Or they are links to sites that I own. So there may be a commission that I receive as a result of you clicking on these links or going to these links. But I just wanted to be clear about that in terms of all of the affiliate links and stuff. It doesn't change anything for how the price is for you, but I have to say that in terms of the resources that I'm recommending here. But definitely all of these, again, are resources that I would recommend and encourage for you. But I just want to offer you several different opportunities here so you can see ones that you can check out that to move forward on. So yes, Praying the Promises of the Cross from Araba Joy. You can go there, vibrantchristianliving.com/praying to learn more about that and sign up for that free challenge. And then lastly is the I Am Loved Bible Study. I'm not sure if you've heard about this study, but this study really is an incredible study. It is changing so many lives. I hear all the time from women and men who have said how this study has really just allowed God to speak to them in a way that they haven't before about His love. And the reason behind this study and the reason why I'm including it in this list of Easter verses is because at the heart of Easter is God's love for you. At the heart of it. And if we don't fully understand that concept of how loved we are by God, of how we can never outrun His love, we can't have done enough bad things to keep us from His love, that there's no plan of the enemy that can keep us from His love, that all things work through for our good because of His love for us and for His glory. When we begin to understand these concepts and make them real for ourselves, it changes our perspective in a radical way. It changes not only how we view our circumstances, but it changes our own identity because we recognize that things that might be rattling around in our head, those aren't in line with a God who loves me, right? The negative thoughts I may be thinking, that's not in line with a God who loves me. And slowly it begins to really change all that, again, our perceptions about God and our perceptions about ourselves. So this study is the first study we do together in the Connected Bible Community. It is a 4-week study, but it is, because it is such an important topic, number one, this is the topic we start off with every time we go through the year-long curriculum in the Connected Bible Community, but I wanted to create it as it's a standalone offering because it is the number one thing that women tell me is, I've heard that God loves me, but I don't believe it. And so I just want to say again that if that's something you struggle with, understanding this and understanding God's love for you will change how you relate to Easter in a dramatic way. So you can find out more about the I Am Loved Bible study at vibrantchristianliving.com/love-bible-study. So I hope that that encourages you too, because again, that is such a foundational understanding to so many things. And of course, not just Easter, but so many things. And yeah, so I encourage you to check out any or all of those resources. But friends, I know this was a really quick, short little episode, but I just wanted to make sure that I had given you these resources as a next step, because I want to always be encouraging you. And sometimes encouraging you is not just with words, but it's with saying, here are some resources that can help you. And being that Easter is coming up this year, and really that so many of us are ready for renewal, we're ready for a fresh start, we're ready to have hope again, right? I think Easter is going to be more important than ever this year. So check out any of these resources. I will put links to all of them on the show notes page, which again, vibrantchristianliving.com/episode-107, so that you can check them out. Because I know sometimes it's hard to catch all these as I'm just rattling them off here. But yes, friend, find one of these or find something else. But I encourage you to go deep with God this Easter. Take advantage of this opportunity to connect in a powerful way, to let go of some things that may have clouded your ability to connect with God in the way you want, and to make a new commitment to follow Him and to serve Him. All right, friends, have a great rest of your week. I'll chat with you very soon. Bye-bye.